Defense Minister Teng says much work lies ahead, including training the forces into one unified command and reducing the large number of generals before troops are deployed as soldiers, police, or other organized forces.
We are in the process of working with the unification of the command. We're starting training of the command, because you cannot just graduate them without having a new command, which is the transitional security as per the transitional security. So the top commanders are going to attend a workshop, a training workshop that is preparing them for the unification.
Teng says the United Nations has agreed to train officers selected as part of a unified command starting in early December. Thompson Fountain, Deputy Chief of Staff and Director for Strategy at the Revitalized Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, says 20 high-ranking military officers from South Sudan will participate in a senior leadership post-conflict peace-building and reconstruction course organized by United Nations Institute for Training and Research, or UNITA.
It is part of an effort by UNITA, through the support of RGMEC, to support peace-building institutions here in South Sudan. The course will examine peace-building and reconstruction efforts in South Sudan and provide comparative approaches. In addition, it will provide a critical focus on the role of the military in national unity and state building and in bringing lasting peace while preventing a relapse into conflict.
Fontaine says RGMEC is happy to be associated with this training, which will take place in Nairobi, Kenya. The generals selected from both the SPLA-IO, the SSPDF, and SOA will form a unified command. Teng says without a unified command, the forces in training centers will not be deployed. She admits that some forces have deserted training centers across the country because of food shortages and a lack of other basic necessities.
Definitely, we have delayed quite a lot. They're supposed to have been deployed by now. They were supposed to have been deployed from the pre-transitional period. We still face those same kind of challenges. Right now, we are at the stage whereby we really feel that these forces should be graduated and deployed so that the next phase can commence.
At a recent Strategic Defense and Security Reform Plenary Forum, Wildlife and Tourism Minister Rizik Zakaria Hassan said one of the factors undermining reforms in the security sector is the huge number of military generals in government and opposition forces. He says the government must create a framework that will ensure proportionate ranking across all military institutions.
In our case, we have now active 42 major generals, and we have active 135, while the soldiers, the non-commissioned, the soldiers, we have less than 2,000. Imagine you have around 42 major generals and they are commanding like 2,000 plus soldiers. You see, that is a real challenge in itself.
At a RGMEC meeting in Juba on Thursday, RGMEC Interim Chairperson Major General Charles Tai Gitwai said unifying the command and screening the ranks of the forces is still incomplete.
Key questions remain as to command structures and ranks, which will require considerable reorganization to be accommodated in the unified forces.
Interior Minister Paul Mayoma Ketch says without cooperation from rebel holdout groups and an effective disarmament campaign, reforming the security sector will remain an uphill battle.
I thought the focus would be on, one, try to reduce these instances, bring about peace within us, and two, eliminate the arms from the hands of civil communities as level one. Level two, you now come to assess, am I relatively calm? Am I stable? Can I now assess the capabilities of the current units that I have in the security sector? Do they deserve to continue the way they are? Do I have to pension them off as an option, give them money, let them go home, and I now recruit?
Akesh says the holdout groups must first be convinced to join the peace process, agree to send their soldiers to training camps, and civilians must be disarmed. Without those three things, he says, security reform will not move forward. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.